Hi, this is John in SC. This time around, I wanted to discuss a backup and recovery program I found for work. It's called Redo Backup and Recovery, version 1.0.1. The website is redobackup.org. This is a live CD. It's about 200 meg in size. Where I work, we do a technology refresh every 5 years or so. I have to replace all of the computers, which is a little over 200 of them. So I normally make an image and get all the Windows updates and most of the settings all done on one machine and make an image of it and copy that image onto the others and then do whatever I need to do to get the machines working for each individual. I have a version of Ghost and a version of Acronis, which I've been using in the past, but naturally they won't work on Windows 7 Professional, which is what we were getting on our new machines. They were Optiplex 780s. So I went in to try and find something just basic and simple to make backups with. It being a company, I could have bought the latest Ghost and just tried to use it, but I've always disliked Ghost. I had found very few programs that were just basic, simple. All I want to do is make a backup, and I want to restore it. I don't want to do anything else. I want it as easy as it can. I don't want to take notes. So the next time I do it, I have to read my notes to remember what I did. So I connected a hard drive up to this system and booted into it, the live CD. And to my surprise, right in the middle of the screen, it had two icons. The left side was marked backup, and the right side was marked restore. I thought, well, this looks good. So I clicked on the backup, and all it asked me for was select the source drive, and I clicked next. Select which partitions to backup by clicking an arrow in a box. Click next. Tell it where the destination drive is, which you select from a list. And then you browse to the exact place on the drive, or you can create a new folder where you want to put the image. You select Save Here, then you click Next. You provide a name of the file. Click Next again, and the backup starts. The machine I was working on had a 232 gigabyte drive with 19.1 gigabyte used. The backup took a little under 10 minutes to do the whole drive. This was very good in comparison to some of the others I've used, and couldn't have been simpler at all. When I went to restore it onto the next computer, I had the same simple menu system. This time I clicked Restore, I selected the image that I wanted to restore and told it where I wanted to put it, and under 10 minutes later I had a system that was an exact duplicate of the first one. It could not have been easier. I had a friend ask me, well, can you select the type encryption use? And I said, no. He said, can you break the image into smaller chunks? And I said, no. I said, the reason I selected this and the reason I'm showing it to you is because it's simple. You just do a backup and you do a restore and you're finished. It was exactly what I was looking for. I thought there would be other people out there in the hacker public radio land that might find some use for this program, so I thought I would go ahead and do a podcast about it. If you know of another program or one that you prefer, why don't you do a podcast on it? HPR always needs new podcasters. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.